In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be comfort of the Holy Church of God. We celebrate today the first Sunday in Abib, Shahr Abib. And actually the first Sunday, it's coming close to the Apostle Feast. And the Apostle Feast will be this Tuesday. That's why we will see the readings of all the Gospel and all the readings of this day. It's related direct to the Apostles. Because this Tuesday is the Feast of the Martyrdom of St. Paul, St. Peter, St. Paul. Jesus Christ, after he began his service, after a year and a half exactly, he chose the 12 apostles, which is written in Matthew 10. And in Luke 10, and after a year and a half, it means that in age of 33, exactly, before his crucifixion, by 6 months, he chose also the 70 apostles, because he said, the harvest truly is great, but laborers are few. That's why we read today the Gospel of St. Luke 10. When Jesus Christ chose the 70 apostles, because the harvest truly is great, but laborers are few. And in the practice today, it said they were all with one spirit. The unity of the church. And today we will see how or what is the features of the first church of the apostles. We are every day, we are proud that our church is the Orthodox Church. We receive everything from the apostle. We keep the rites, we keep the hymns, we keep everything. But we have also to know what is the features of the first church of the apostles. And we can say that society of the first church, we can say in 3 points, we can say it in 3 points only. One, they have theme. They had a theme, and the theme is a love. Number two, they have to act, and you have to work, and the work of mercy. And they have goal, and the goal is the kingdom of heaven. Only we can say that they institute the first church on the base of 3 points only: the love, the mercy, and the kingdom of heaven. If we go the first point with the theme was the love. St. Paul the Apostle, he said in the first epistle in 2 Corinthians 13, he said, this is the song of love. The love never fails. Love never fails. The love of God, they love God a lot, and the love never fails. And the love of God make them love together. And that's why they all together love all together. And you can imagine, for example, there is a difference between the apostles and the disciples. One is very, very well educated, and one, nothing. If I'm going to St. Luke, he was a physician, and St. Peter. Or St. Paul and St. John. A big gap between them. But because they love God a lot, the love never fails. As St. Paul said in his epistles, that's why he said that God, the love never fails, that's why they love God a lot and they love together. They keep the love and they keep them all together in one circle. They love together and they have a unity of love. And when they love together, all together, they succeed to serve the people and they love the people. And when they love the people a lot, they know very well that they are going to the heaven. And they keep them in the track, in the right track to go to the heaven. The problem that we are busy in our life, that's why we forget to love together. And we forget also to love God because we have no time to love God. St. Paul said in the second epistle of Corinthians 5:14, "For the love of Christ compels us." محبت الله تحيطنا تغمرنا. That means that the love of God is around us in everywhere. If I have the feeling that God loves me a lot, if I have the feeling that really the love of God is in front of me, behind me, beside me, over me, covered me, I will never be upset. And I will love all the people around me. If I have the feeling of love of God, I will have the peace in my heart. Nothing bother me in this life because I know that God loves me a lot. And the love of God makes them eat together with love, pray together with love, serve together with love, do everything with love. The first feature of this church, and it succeeds because they have the love. They love God and they love together and they love all the people. And where, and I have to ask myself, where we are now from this love? Are we love God enough? And if we love God enough, are we love the people around us enough? It's only, and we can say that love never fails. I forgive the people. I'm not judging the people. Or I'm still far from the love. If we are proud that our church is the Orthodox Church, is the Apostolic Church, we have to keep the first feature of the first church is the love. However, whatever I see in my life, for example, from the people, I have to love the people and I have to forgive because only Jesus Christ is forgive me and He forget my sin. That's why I have to forgive also too. And I have to forget. And the second point, the second feature of the church, the first church, it was the act of mercy, which is normal. If I love the people a lot, I love God a lot, and the reflection of this love, it will be in my heart, and I will serve and I will sacrifice myself to the people. And this is exactly what happened to all the church. The first church, all the people, they sell all the money and came to the apostles and the disciples and put their money and then put everything under their feet. We don't want anything. We share everything together. Then the act of mercy. If someone hasn't anything, they give it to him. They help the others. Which is a kind of face from our reflection from the love. That's why if someone asks me, what is the act of mercy or the work of mercy? We can open Matthew 20, 25, 34 when he said, "Then the king will say to those who on the right hand, 'Come, you blessed, O my father, inherit the kingdom prepared from you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry. Then he said, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Why? For I was hungry and you gave it to me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And they said, we didn't make anything for you. But he said, he answered to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. And we are on the right hand of the Father. The act of mercy, it's a lot. It's not only by money, it's not only by anything. Maybe we can help the people to serve the people, but anything. If I see anybody is need help, I help. If I see anything in the church to do it, I help. This is the kind of mercy, an act, a work of mercy, which is the consequences from the love. And not the love to the people, no, the love of God. That's why I have to evaluate myself, I have to evaluate my love to God. I love God from my deep heart or no? And I can tell you exactly that the love of God comes to the humble people, not the pride people. If my heart accepts to see God, the love of God, He will come to my heart and talk to me. And the third point is the goal of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ, when He came, He didn't preach for a new religion. The Christianity, it is not a religion. It's a life. When He came and He preached the first goal is the kingdom of heaven. And He's not asking the people or telling the people about the kingdom of heaven up. No, He instituted the kingdom of heaven on the earth. And when He instituted the kingdom of heaven, He told us exactly, your heart and your life is the kingdom of heaven. That's why when we will meet Him by the end of the day, it will not be different between my life here and the life in heaven. That's why He instituted the kingdom of heaven here on the earth. And the kingdom of heaven, we can see it in the church, in my room, at home, with my family when I'm praying together, with my kids when I teach them how to pray, when I close the room and only I staying with Him alone and I'm talking to Him alone. The kingdom of heaven I can see by my eyes when I come to the church and I see in the altar His body. And I can see also by my eyes when I go inside my room and I close my room and me and Him alone. That's why I have to live the love of God and I have to do the act and the work of mercy. Because I want to go to the heaven and I want to see God by the end of the day. That's why by the end, the last verse in the Bible, He wrote, surely I'm coming quickly. And we don't know when is quickly. Quickly, maybe after a minute, after an hour, after a year, after 100 years. But by the end, I know that this is our desires, that we meet Him. Then the first church to conclude only, What are the features of the first church? First of all, the theme is love. The second, that I want to do a lot of work of mercy and act of mercy. And the third is the goal, and the goal is world of the heaven, and I want to see God and to live with Him in the eternal life, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, O Son of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us meant for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. Jesus crucified for us and suffered this blood, suffered his burden, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended to the heavens with his right hand and his Father, and he's come again to the Lord, judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we have the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the light giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father, Son, worshipped and glorified, who spoke by our prophets. And in holy God, the Catholic Church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Happy birth of kings,
Tansite.